Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
G'day, welcome along. This is the podcast.
The podcast that we do every single day at 9 a.m. in the morning. This is 4 hours after the show has started. And 4 hours ago, Straney, you came into the studio wearing a tea cozy on your head. 4 hours later, you're still wearing it. You're just one of those sort of guys that no matter what sort of criticism you receive, you're just like, stuff you guys, now I'm going to wear it more than ever.
I know.
I'm going to teach us all a lesson.
Good, I like it. In fact, Clarky, the newsreader, he said, mate, I like it. It's good. Suits you. He said it goes very well.
I don't think he said that.
That's exactly what he said.
I actually was here when he was talking about your tea coat. He said that you woke up in the morning and made an actual choice in your brain to wear that hat this morning.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And he says, you know, this is...
And then afterwards he goes, mate, you know, I'm only taking the rinse out of you. I said, yeah, mate, I know. He said, oh, I like it. I said, do you want one? He went, oh, shit, no.
No, look, it takes a brave person. I got to say, you know
exactly.
What? When I was...
Exactly. Oh, no, I mean, you've been there with your costume choices. I mean, my costume choices don't go out like Elton John, but...
Yours gone like Dame Edna.
Yeah, exactly. And didn't she make a bunch of money?
I can't believe I've been spared a hassle, Damien. I've had a miracle occur in my family over the weekend.
A miracle?
Yeah, I'm calling it a dead set miracle.
Oh,
and
jeez.
Yeah, and I only found out about it last night. I was watching telly with the kids.
Yeah.
And I got a text from my brother, Petey Poops. Petey Poops. And what was happening was today, this morning... We were meant to see my little niece, Edie, his daughter, who is nearly three. And because of school holidays, so my daughter, Dali, was looking very forward to seeing Edie. She doesn't get to see her that often, you know, because they live just a little bit out of town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we were excited to see Edie. I usually see her once a week on Tuesdays. Petey Poops brings Edie to see my mum. Now, you know, mum used to live with us and we moved her out.
So now...
Yeah. And so she lives in a flat now three blocks from us. And so the kids go to Nan's every day after school and I pick them up from Nan's. So being school holidays, haven't seen her for a couple of days, Nan. And I meant to actually check in with her and see how she was coping with the death of the Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's a big fan.
She is, yeah. You mentioned she's a royalist.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's how that's where I sort of got my grounding in knowledge about the royal family, the House of Windsor.
Yeah.
And so all day yesterday and the day before, I was thinking, geez, I have not checked in on how Nan's travelling with the news, how she's going with her bereavement.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, God, I've got to do that. And I hadn't. So last night I'm watching telly with the kids and I get a text from Petey Poops saying, oh, Edie and I aren't coming tomorrow now. And I went crook on him.
Oh, did you?
Not to him, but to my kids. I said, bloody hell, Pete's not coming with Edie tomorrow. And I was
salty. You
changed
his name from Petey Poops to Petey Sucks.
Yeah. And I was salty as, and even my son Louis said, geez, you're going crook. I said, I am. I'm crook on him for not coming with Edie now. And then the next text he said was, but I'll be there Thursday to move all her stuff back. And I wrote back to him and said, all whose stuff back? And he goes, all mum's stuff back. And I said, back from where? What are you talking about? And he goes, after her pipe burst and all the flooding.
Oh, wait a minute.
I said, what? Oh, my God, what? And apparently on Saturday night, I still don't have all the details, and this is what I'm getting at.
Wow.
What a blessed event that I don't. Yeah.
You weren't.
Burst pipe.
You didn't know about it. You gave no assistance to your mother on any level whatsoever to deal with the burst pipe. Her house was flooding.
That's the miracle.
Potentially was flooding, and you're regarding it as a miracle because you didn't have to do anything to help.
No,
I'm with
that
you,
is
Shel.
The miracle what? That's occurred.
You, can
she
you
phoned,
imagine any amount of whining that would come from your mother, Michelle?
She phoned someone else. Mm. The miracle is she phoned my sister.
Wow.
And her partner. Now, that never happens.
Wow.
Let me tell you something, and I'm only telling you this because they will never hear it. Because I'm telling the entire Illawarra.
You know this is online
and if
as
you
well.
Know, They won't listen.
Yeah, okay, go on.
If any of you know anyone who knows my family, I'm begging you, let's keep this in-house, Illawarra.
Yeah, okay, yeah, do the right thing.
Yeah, my sister is a person, if you ask her for help, what she'll give you is advice.
Oh, no.
She doesn't do anything. She just kind of tells you how to do it and then stuff's off.
Just, yeah. Or she'll give you a lot of advice about a lot of things that are wrong with you. Not just what you're even talking about, but just a lot of other issues that she's observed that you have. So what's happened is when the pipes burst, for some reason, I don't even know why, Mum's decided to ring them and not me. It's a miracle.
It is a miracle. you, angels, just the heavens opened up. There was a choir of angels going, hallelujah.
You're right. I should have played Damien Leith's version of Hallelujah last night is what I should have done.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We've generated stories over time, okay? I don't know about you, but...
You and I,
Straney.
Right.
I suppose everybody in one way or another. When you're younger, someone will tell you something. Maybe someone that you trust, like your parents or something like that. They'll say a statement. Like they'll say, hey, you know, back before you were born, everything was black and white. And you'd go,
yes.
Oh, yeah, actually. And then you start telling your friends, you know that back in the 1960s, the whole world was black and white.
Ooh.
Now, you know, and these sort of stories continue on until somebody turns around and says, actually, you know, you're wrong. TVs were black and white, but everything else was actually in colour. The world was in colour.
Not to trust your parents. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, not necessarily not trust your parents. Okay, where I'm going with
just
this
me.
Is many, many years ago, okay, somebody turned around to me and said that horses never sit down. All right? Horses stand forever. Okay?
No,
right. Now, I know it's no now. Okay?
Yeah.
I foolishly moved up to the Hunter Valley.
Oh, no. The Hunter Valley and Scone, where it's the horse country.
It's called the horse capital of Australia.
Yes.
That's what it's actually called.
Oh.
And I was on the radio station there, and I had been chatting to my kids, and I'd say to my kids, I'd say, guys,
oh, no.
look out, you'll never see a horse sitting down ever, okay? Because they do not sit down. They're perpetually standing. That's what they do.
No.
And then I discussed it on the radio, and a lot of people got on the phone and said, dude, horses, they do sit down and they sleep and they roll over and they do all sorts of different things. And this you will never see. And that got back to my kids, and my kids turned around and said, Dad, you lied to us. I didn't lie to you. I actually genuinely believe that horses stood perpetually. They never sat down. So anyway, they were disappointed with this. Fast forward many years later to this week. This week, Kiki got a ballpoint pen and drew a tattoo on my foot. Okay?
Oh, yep.
She drew a tattoo on my foot. And look, I didn't really like the tattoo. Okay? I didn't really want it on my foot. And I said to her, I said, hey, Kiki, you can't do that because the ink will go in through my skin and will cause diseases.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Because that's what I was told that as a kid.
That's not true.
To which Kiki turned around and said...
You said you didn't want the tattoo. What were you drugged when your child was drawing this on you? You know you can pull your foot away and say, no, darling, we're not going to do
that. Had drawn,
you know he's powerless against Kiki.
Yeah,
we all know that.
She had gone too far, okay? She got the ballpoint pen. She had already started using the Sharpie on top of that to really outline So
and he's powerless against Kiki. Yeah, we all know that.
Stop,
but get
Kiki,
up and walk away.
Stop.
And I said, Kiki, look, and I told her this, to which Kiki turned around and she says, Dad, is this like your horse story?
Yes. Oh, God. Oh. And you do understand that you do understand that if you eat crusts on your sandwich, that's not going to make your hair curly, right? You know that.
No, that's actually not.
If you pull a face in a wind, your face won't stay like that.
Yes, it will.
Oh, wait.
Yes, it will.
It actually won't.
Did you not know? Yes, it will.
Won't. No.
Do you have any proof?
Yeah. I mean, I've pulled faces heaps of times in the wind.
I've been let down and lied to a lot in my life.
I'm starting to realise more and more.
You're the most gullible man we know.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Latrell Mitchell. Okay.
Footy player for the Raptors.
Yeah, we all know him.
Such a great name.
Yeah, Latrell Mitchell went ahead and bought his parents their dream home.
Very cool.
Isn't that a cool thing to do? Like, to be able to buy your parents their dream home, to be able to buy anyone a home is an amazing thing. I mean, really and truly, especially nowadays, they're skyrocketing the prices.
Hang on. You're not thinking about asking the Illawarra, when did you buy your mum and dad a house?
No. Okay.
Oh, okay, right.
But I do think we should say, when did you buy your mom or your dad just something that they just did not expect? Or maybe it was just an impulse thing. I mean, I mentioned yesterday I bought my mother tickets to one of my shows.
Yeah.
I started to run through the various ways in which that's possible without spending any of your own money, because there's venue holds, there's holds. Look, I mean, there's lots of tickets that never actually
got on sale.
All of
that had expired.
Public.
I went to my own pocket.
Nothing's ever really sold out.
I took my own phone out and I rang my manager and said, hold two tickets for
mom
and dad.
You rang your manager and held tickets.
Now we get to the bottom of it. It could be just as simple as...
Explain how that works.
It could be just as simple as going to the cafe. The last thing you bought your mum. Maybe you bought
lunch. I'm really lucky because I had so many opportunities, because my dad was a tight ass famously and he never paid for anything, never put his hand in his pocket. So I was really fortunate in that regard.
So when we discovered this morning that you haven't helped your mother with the fact that the pipes have burst in her house and there's water running through.
There was a miracle. She phoned my sister and not me for once in her life. That's what we discovered. But I have many opportunities. I bought my mum lunch like 3 days ago. Had many opportunities. Well, I get opportunities constantly.
What did she have for lunch?
Let's see. She had a burger. She had a deconstructed lamb souvlaki is what she had. It was stunning. It was served on a board, and so it was the pita bread was cut in bits, and the lamb was on top.
Fancy restaurant.
That was fancy. How simple it is. What was the last thing that you bought your mum? Sure, we're not going to get anyone say we bought our mum a house. Or a Lamborghini, because our name's not Latrell Mitchell. We get it, Illawarra. We're going simple. What was the last thing you just bought mum?
And I bought her a nice little crucifix for Christmas, actually.
Oh,
she loves loves a bit of religious iconography, does my mum.
Okay. All right, well, give us a call. Let us know what it was that you last bought your mum.
And in Gerringong, what did you buy for your mum?
It's not quite a house, but I bought her icing sugar.
For you, girl.
Mum's come
from Melbourne. She's come from Melbourne for 3 weeks for holidays. I quickly ducked down to Melbourne to see her once borders opened, but my whole family, my partner and children haven't seen mum for about 18 months. And being the Italian she is, she has to bake for everybody, their favourite, foods. So my favourite was like an almond tart, and she made that for me the other day, and we didn't have icing sugar. I had to race down and get it.
Look at you,
woman.
Good daughter. I love it.
Suffered. We've suffered down here, and you know we have. We've suffered down in Melbourne, and that woman doesn't need to go to IGA herself. She's suffered enough.
And is mum still with you at your place?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, great. All right, we'll talk to you off air about this almond tart, but I'd love the opportunity to maybe pop down and grab some more of that almond tart.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, do your kids know the Macarena?
I would say not, but sometimes maybe they do, because sometimes those are the sorts of things that people teach them when they're little that they think is cute at school. Sometimes you rock up to a school function and they've taught everyone in grade 2 the Macarena.
The Macarena.
We all know that song. It was a huge hit, wasn't it?
We all know it. I mean, and all hilarious. The kids. I've seen my kids dancing to it since they were like 3 years of age. I am shocked, and I'm going to reveal this right now. I am shocked to discover that song is quite a dirty little song.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me one bit, because I just heard her say something, my boyfriend, and that as she said it, I thought, I remember the video was two old guys in suits and a bunch of really sexy young women, and it's in Italian. Yes.
Well, it's funny you mentioned two old guys, because what it's about is about a girl having a threesome while her partner is away. And the lyrics go on, now come on, what was I supposed to do? He was out of town and his two friends were so fine.
hilarious.
Come to get them. And all the kids are dancing.
There you go. Don't you worry, my boyfriend.
I don't want him, couldn't stand him. He was no good, so I...
She's laughing.
Come on. What was I supposed to do? He was out of town, and his two friends were so fine.
Come on, kids.
His two Come friends on, were so fine. Yeah. All
Dance
the kids.
And thrust your hips out.
Hey, Macker. It does make you think, though. I've been kind of curious about other songs that are out there that the kids all sing and they love. Yeah. Like, what about this one? My kids love this song.
Honey came in and she called me red-handed.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Creeping all over the girl next door.
Oh, it's not just kids, though. I remember when we were kids, we went through, you know, when we were teenagers, we went through our Triple J phase, and I'll never forget my mum around the kitchen making breakfast to hits from the bong, and she was belting it out like nobody's business. I love you, Mary Jane. And she's buttering our toast. She loved it. She had no idea.
Well, see, that. This is why they disguise the dirtiness or the rudeness or whatever in very hooky sort of songs like the likes of this.
Swinging from a chandelier.
Sia has admitted that chandelier is all about being blindfolded, swinging from a chandelier as you are doing the wild thing.
Yes.
Bam, bam,
bada boom, bada bing. Who would have?
It was just about partying.
Yeah,
I
but
just
apparently
thought
not.
It was swinging from chandeliers. It was amazing.
I just thought it was about a chandelier, full stop. I mean, am I the most naive person on the planet?
Also, you've
I
got
just
a like, kid in the film clip dancing around like a lunatic.
It's just like she obviously likes lighting fixtures. Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought. I mean,
she put that kid in a cage with Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, that's right.
She's put that kid in some compromising positions.
Well, actually, that is very, very true. Yeah. What about this one? Oh, well, okay, we all know this.
Your body is a wonderland.
Ah, yes.
Oh, God, John Mayer. So gross.
So gross. Did you just say
he's
so gross?
Gross.
So
he's
many,
gross.
So many people like him, you know, and they're like, you know.
He uses his girlfriend's body as a wonderland. It's a play toy. Yeah, good on you, John.
Oh, he's nice just work. Always picking up that guy. It's just like everything he says is just this, is a pickup line. It's gross. He's always on the make.
That's his thing, isn't it? But apparently he's changed his wicked ways, hasn't he?
Oh, please.
Oh,
he's
what?
Changed
that's
his
a pickup line. That's a pick right there, Damien.
Oh, you reckon that's a pickup line?
He's trying to pick you up.
He's trying to pick
you.
Me up.
Yeah.
One guy who
I don't think
never
I'm his
pick up,
kind.
And he's never picking up
everyone's
with any of his
kind, mate.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.